This is Digital Story Podcast number 1005, June 24th, 2025. Today's theme is Costa Rica, Here We Come. I'm Derek Story. After our fantastic adventure in January, Rob and I decided that we should return to Costa Rica and bring along a few of our photographer friends. If you're wondering how this all works, Rob Knight is joining me on the show so we can share our thoughts from the last workshop and explain what we want to do for the next one. All of this and more on today's TDS Photography Podcast. I hope you enjoy the show. Today is the official announcement of our Costa Rica Creative Immersion Photo Workshop, June 23rd through July 1st, 2026. Our previous January event sold out in less than a week, and now we are returning again in 2026. So I have Rob on the line here, and we're going to do a couple things. One is we're going to share a little bit about what we thought about the January event, the things that we liked, and then move into the June 2026 event and the things that we hope to do. This is kind of fun because these are the sort of conversations that he and I have regularly when we're talking about the workshops. How do we refine them? How do we make them better? And now we thought, okay, let's turn on the mic and let people listen in to one of our sessions. Now, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, the January workshop sold out very quickly. So as you're listening to this, and if this is something that you think you want to do, then I would reserve your spot as quickly as possible. I have a link in the show notes to our official Costa Rica workshop page. And it says right there, if you want to join us, you can reserve your spot by visiting this page. Just click on that link in the show notes. It'll take you right over there, and then you can set up your reservation. And there's a ton, and I mean a ton, of information on that page. If you have questions beyond what we discussed today, and I'm sure you will, because, I mean, this is a big adventure. If you have questions beyond what we talk about, my guess is that the answer will be on that page. I really feel very confident. Rob has done a fantastic job trying to anticipate everything that you would want to know embarking upon a trip to Costa Rica, really a trip of a lifetime. All right, well, let's turn up Rob's volume knob now and let him join in the conversation. So Rob and I are here together. And we're working on Costa Rica for June 2026. And we're putting the finishing touches on things. And we're thinking, man, it's a good idea to maybe tell people what's going on, what we're doing here. So that's what we're going to do. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great. How's it going?
It's going very well. It's going very well. I'm super excited to be going back. This will be my third trip, and this will be like, what, your 45th trip?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, anytime we get to talk about Costa Rica and planning trips, and I'm in a good mood, so.
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the last trip that we did in January, just for a few minutes, and then let's, you know, segue into what we're going to do in June 2026. So I had a blast on the last trip. It was the first time that you and I did a physical workshop together. And I just thought it was peanut butter and chocolate. I really did. I thought it went so well.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I don't think that we had a lot of growing pains. You know, I've been doing the trips myself for years, and I've had assistants and different instructors over the years, but nothing super consistent as far as, you know, another sort of workflow that I had to mesh with, right? Like if I have an assistant, then they're going to go along with whatever I'm doing, and I just let them know what to do. So
unlike me, right?
right. But no, it was really fun. And of course we both knew we were going to have a good time, but you know, we've mentioned before, I thought our synergy, so to speak, was it just made it fun for everybody, I thought.
Yeah, so our idea was, and this is worth talking about for just a minute, was that here's my view of it, that I just think you are fantastic in the field, especially in Costa Rica. You're so comfortable there. You have the gear, you have the connections for the guides, you have the understanding of how to do these kind of shots from years and years of trial and error, and now you're really have perfected your techniques. And I see that, and like there's no way I could touch that as an instructor in Costa Rica. On the other hand, I feel really comfortable working with all the guys and gals in the field with you. I feel comfortable helping them, get the most out of their camera. And then I'm really comfortable when we go to lab and we're working in lab and doing presentations and all that sort of stuff. So my dream of that just sort of melding together really came true. And I think Costa Rica in June 2026 is going to be an even better refinement of that melding of those two worlds. And as you look back on January, what were some of the moments for you that you go, this is really cool. I'm really liking this.
Well, I think one of the things that hit me right off the bat was the lab sessions. I used to do, Lightroom training and things like that as part of my Costa Rica workshops. And at some point, people seemed less interested in it, and so I offered it sort of as an elective that no one ever chose. And so I had all but left that out. So I wasn't really sure how that was going to look, And it's hard when you take people to this beautiful place and say, hey, you've never been here. It's a wonderful place. Let's go inside and look at our computers, right?
Right.
But I think just the fact that we did that in the open air dining room, and we weren't taking people out of the experience to work on their images, I thought that was wonderful. The camaraderie b between us, and then between us and the clients, and between the clients and each other, was really something special. And I think that lab time really helps cement that.
It does because people are they're not out running around in a jungle or something, right? They're sitting there, they're looking at their shots, they want to get other opinions, they have questions. And then, like you were saying, that's the image that comes to my mind is when we're sitting there, there was a moment we're sitting there at the big long table. We had a enclosure over us. It was actually an eating area. But we had it all to ourselves. It was open air all around us. And then the storm comes in, right? And it's just like raining all around us, with all the great smells and, the sounds and everything. And here we are, nice and dry and comfortable because it wasn't cold. We're in Costa Rica and working on our stuff. So we were actually in the environment while we were doing it. And it was a lab unlike any lab I've ever experienced before. It was really fantastic.
Yeah, that's really great.
In the field, we take care of everything, right? So, the bus, the accommodations, the food, the whole deal, and the whole time, what we want, and both of us agree on this, we want people just to think about enjoying themselves and their photography. And we have a pretty good driver bus set up to get around. We're all together, even while we're going to the different locations. How long have you been working with Ulysses and refining that whole part of the trip?
Gosh, I've worked with Ulysses for probably about 10 years, 8 or 10 years. He's driven several groups for me. He's great. Everybody loves him just because he's so nice. And I mean, he's a typical Tico, right? He's a typical Costa Rican. He's very warm, very welcoming, very patient with a bunch of crazy gringos. And he's actually, since we started working together years ago, he's gotten into photography himself. So, part of his compensation for our trip was I got him a new telephoto lens because he had broken his. So I think that was cool for him to be able to participate in that way as well, and try to learn from our group.
It's just really, there's something really comforting when you're on a trip like this and you have someone who lives there, in charge of getting you where you need to go. If there's something going on, he can get out of the bus and talk to them and hey, oh yeah, that sort of it's super comforting to have that sort of situation. Even for me as a co-instructor, I just felt like the whole time, we were just like in a home away from home, working with him that way.
I agree. And having the same driver all the time and knowing that, hey, if we want to pull over here and get out and photograph, a landscape or the beach or whatever it is, that it's fine to leave everything in the van because, Ulysses is going to stay there with it. He's going to be watching over all our gear. It adds a just a level of comfort. Like you said, as the instructor, as the tour leaders, we know that we can count on him to keep up with our gear, and we don't have to think about, okay, everybody grab all of your, bags and everything because we're leaving the bus. Nope, he's going to stay with the bus. It just affords us that extra flexibility that's hard to replicate.
I got a great picture of a three-toed sloth, because of his eagle eye and his willingness just to like pull over on an instant and let us, figuring out a way to let us get out and get a shot there. This was a great moment for me on the workshop where someone else had spotted one kind of low in a tree. They're very difficult to photograph normally. I mean, I hadn't had any shots of one yet on the trip. And bam, he was all over it. He found a parking spot. He got us over there, and we all got terrific shots. And at that moment, I go, this is the right guy to be, getting us around. He is flexible. He's got a good eye, and he understands what we want, right? Photographically.
That's right. That's right. And he was always good, but as you said, once he got into photography as well, that adds just another level of service for our group that he can provide.
Absolutely. So, what are you excited about as we're looking forward to June 2026? What are the things that you're thinking, man, this is looking really good?
Well, I think every year that I do this trip, every time that I've done a workshop in Costa Rica in different parts of the country, there's always a streamlining process, right? So there's always okay, this we did this and it was great and everybody got great photos, but we did this and it was fun, but it's not exactly a photography excursion and things like that. So that's sort of a constant process, and I always try to add something new while still going to, with the things that I know everybody's going to love. So I'm excited to streamline the trip for our thing, for to add it, figure out, okay, when are we doing lab, how much time are we in the van, that kind of thing. And I say van, it's a bus, but so I'm excited to sort of consolidate some of our excursion days so that we might be busier in the field 1 or 2 days, but then that will afford us time to explore the cloud forest where we're staying. That was one of the things that we discussed, that we're staying in this beautiful place in the cloud forest, but then we're basically every day that we're there, we're on excursion, so we don't really get to spend a lot of time there. So we're fixing that this time, so we have a day to explore in the cloud forest, the scenery around the cloud forest where we stay. More landscape photography we talked about. That'll be fun. And I think the cultural, street photography, if you will, that's going to be more consolidated into 1 day. So we're not taking, basically, so we're not driving an hour to do one thing and then driving an hour back. We're driving an hour doing this and that and another thing, just based on our experience this January with what the two of us like, with what the clients enjoyed. And of course, I was excited about January. I'm even more excited about next June because of, I guess because I know what to expect between the two of us and what we can provide. And then, I feel like we're really maximizing the contributions that we can both make for the clients.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I tell you, when you and I did a postmortem on January, one of the things we talked about was doing more landscape photography. We were very focused on wildlife, which is fantastic because Costa Rica has some of the best wildlife subjects in the world. And I was really impressed with the shots I came away with. But at the same time, while we're in the bus sometimes going here and there, you just look and you go, wow, that is amazing scenery. And so I think we're gonna, we both decided that we wanted to incorporate more landscape into June. And then I personally, and I know you can't guarantee this, but I would love a great shot of the volcano and and get a little bit more volcano action in some of the shots too. So I mean, those are a couple things that we just, I mean, we did so much last time. We didn't really have time for that. And this time, I think we're like you said, by being more efficient, we can get some of these other stops in.
That's right. And to be more efficient means that we are not always in a hurry, right?
Yes.
We don't always have, oh, we can't stop because we've got to be at this place at this time. We're building in more time to just be like, well, that's really beautiful. Let's stop here because the light is fantastic. And it's a challenge when you have there's 12 or 13 of us that have to get somewhere. You can't always just pull over and every time somebody wants to stop. But we're
I
trying to
know.
build in some room for that. I know one of our clients in January was mostly a landscape photographer, and she was just like wailing and gnashing her teeth because they were saying like, "Oh my God, look at that!" And but we just had to go, So,
There are moments when the light there, because of the interplay with the clouds, the moisture in the air, all that kind of stuff. There are moments when the light is just absolutely amazing, and it's fantastic. The other thing that we are going to do again that I thought went really well for you guys, not for me personally, but I get another whack at it, is some night photography with the looking for the frogs and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, you've really honed your skills in that area, and it's a real opportunity, isn't it? These little night walks that we do.
It really is. And I think the issue that we had this last year was that, we booked the official hotel or the resort tour guides to show us around the forest. And I've been to that place, I don't know, dozens of times. So I know where to go to find the frogs, and I know where they usually are, and all the things. So, meanwhile, poor Derek and his group had to hang out with this guy, not a photographer, doesn't really have that mindset. So, he's seeing amazing things that nobody can photograph. And
Yeah, I got a lot of spider shots.
And even the
Crazy
guide that we
spiders,
went,
but
yeah, the guide that we went, he heard an owl, so he was really keen to show us his owl. Well, it was a foggy,
yeah.
just soupy night, and we spot the owl, and it was 100 feet high in a tree, and we could see it with our flashlight, but it's not a photograph. And while that's really fun to see, and it was really beautiful, the things that we want to see are tree frogs and the things that are close up that we can get great shots of. Because if there's a fault to being a photographer, that's what it is. It's hard for us to just be like, well, this is cool. We want to be like, well, this is cool. What aperture should I use?
Well, and that leads me to another point that's important. So, for folks that are going in the months leading up to it, we're going to help you with getting the right equipment because, that really jumped out at me on my second trip because we were more adventuresome than I had been on my first trip. And that I really realized that it's even more important than normal shoots to really have your equipment in order, have the right stuff for the kind of shots that you want to get. And I think that's part of the process is finding out, okay, here's all the opportunities we have. What are the things that you really want to come away with? And then we'll help you get your gear in order. You'll have plenty of time to do that before June. Your preparation from all your experience, I mean, you can say, okay, you want to shoot this? Here's what you need. I really like that. And I think we're going to emphasize that getting ready stuff a bit more.
And I think some people didn't believe me when before January that 300 or 400 millimeters is the absolute minimum. They're like,
No, I know.
well, I think it's fine. And then they get there and they go, oh, we're trying to photograph 3-inch tall birds that are 100 feet away. Like you, the more glass you can bring, the better.
And also
And
the lighting for the night
that's
photography,
right.
that's really important. There's a lot of little things, this great hummingbird opportunity. I mean, there are so many amazing things to photograph there. Okay, what am I forgetting? Am I forgetting anything that you think we should talk about right now?
I'm excited about a new one of our hotels. The first place that we where we stayed near the coast, they've gone corporate on us. It was we had a good experience, and we thought we were excited when we found out they were remodeling, because that was, if there was any sort of chink in our armor this past January, it was the hotel could have been a little more together. But what I've learned now is I think they were sort of at the end of that period in the hotel's life, and now they're starting life as a Marriott property. So they've priced themselves out of our group. But the good news is I found an even better place that's nearby that caters to birders and photographers, and it promises to be, the accommodations I think will be the same, if not better, and then just the location itself will have more opportunities to literally just walk outside and photograph wildlife without even having to work at it. So
Yeah, I'm
that's
really
always
glad you
good.
brought that up because I'm jazzed about that. And you're going boots on the ground there before too long. So you're actually going to be there talking to them and, all that. And boy, I'll tell you, if that place works out the way that we think it will, and, we'll know after you get back, that's going to be a bonus. That's going to be a real bonus. And
Yeah, I think
again,
so
just being
too.
able to walk out your door there and be able to photograph things that you can't anywhere else, just walking right out your room door, forget about traveling anywhere. I love that aspect of the whole workshop.
And I'd love to give that opportunity to people on a trip like that, because obviously we've planned, excursions, and okay, we're going to do this thing and photograph this, we go to this place and photograph this. And so for them to have that a little bit of autonomy, like, oh, I'm going to get up early before breakfast and go photograph this thing, or I'm going to go down by the river, I'm going to go photograph the birds, and whatever it is, to have people, choose their own adventure as much as possible, I think is great when we can.
I agree. I can't wait. And I do like to get up early and stick my head outside. I just like to go out there and breathe the air and listen to all the birds. And, it's fun. It's fun
Yeah.
hanging out in a cloud forest. It really is. All right. Well, I guess we should get back to it. If you're interested in the show notes, I'm going to have a link to our Costa Rica page. Rob has honed this page. It's got everything you need to know on there. And if there is something that you don't know, you can send us an email and we will answer that question. But we have pictures. We have, he's got all the information that you need. And we're taking deposits right now for the trip because the sooner that we get our group together, the sooner we can start planning and making sure that we are ready to rock next June.
I'm excited. I'm going in 2 weeks, and I'm excited about that too. So hopefully I'll
Okay.
have great pictures of our new lodging as well. So
And this is what I'm saying. How many workshops do you go, and I'm talking to anyone that likes to be a workshop participant, where, one of the instructors is actually going to Costa Rica to scout out the place. I mean, I know it's tough work, but still, hats off, man. Thank you.
yeah,
I
thanks.
can't wait
You
for
know
your
what? It's
report.
Hard work, but it's worth
Good.
it.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, buddy.
All
See you
right. Talk to
soon.
you later. Thanks so much, Rob. It was a pleasure as always. Can't wait to spend some more Tico time with you in Costa Rica. And I'm hoping that a lot of our listeners will join us as well. All right, let's get to a little camera industry news here. Let's start out with this. This is fairly impressive. Adobe quietly made a super-powered camera app for the iPhone, and this is on DP Review. Let me read you a little bit about what they have to say, and I have a link to the entire article in the show notes. Adobe has quietly revealed a potentially powerful new app for iPhones named Project Indigo. The news comes from the company's research website, which provides a lot of details on the reasoning behind the app and how it works. There's a lot going on here, but Project Indigo promises increased control and more natural computational photography features to unlock better quality from your smartphone's cameras. It's also currently completely free and does not require a login. Much of the premise of the new app is based on computational photography, which can refer to multiple processes. But in the realm of smartphone photography, Adobe points out that generally means slight underexposure to reduce highlight clipping and combining multiple exposures taken in rapid succession to reduce noise in the shadows. Adobe says its app has a different process for computational photography than most apps and phones. First, it underexposes more dramatically to better retain highlight detail. It also combines more frames, up to 32, per photo to reduce noise. Adobe says the result is that it needs less spatial denoising, a process that can produce smooth textures and reduce overall detail. You'll likely notice that odd smoothness in photos you've taken in dark conditions. According to the company, images taken with Indigo should have better highlights, less noise, and more natural detail. Like most phones that offer raw shooting, Project Indigo even bakes some of the computational photography features into its DNGs. This does come with a bit of downside. Adobe adds that because of the different process, it may require slightly more patience after pressing the shutter button, but that you'll have a better picture once the processing is complete. Beyond computational photography, the Project Indigo app promises to be very feature-rich. There are two still photo modes, photo and night. Adobe also promises zero shutter lag, meaning that the image is captured right when you press the shutter button. This works with both RAWs and JPEGs. The app also offers a multi-frame super resolution mode, which Adobe says maintains image quality even though you're cropping in on the center region of the sensor. There's also manual controls giving you the ability to change shutter speed, ISO, exposure compensation, white balance, and focus. For now, the app is only available for iPhone and compatible with all Pro and Pro Max iPhones from Series 12 on, and all non-Pro iPhones from Series 14. That said, Adobe warns that it will work best on newer iPhones since it requires some pretty heavy computing. Adobe says it's working on an Android version as well. So this is very exciting. A new camera app that seems to have a lot of muscle behind it. I'm looking at some of the screenshots of it. The interface looks good. I haven't tried it yet, but I am going to give it a spin. And if I discover anything that blows the top off my head, I will definitely come back here and report it to you. But the new app from the Indigo Project looks very promising. Leica is launching its own 35mm film, and this is on TheVerge.com. I have a link in the show notes, and you can go over to the article from that link. Here's what they have to say. Leica has announced the first 35mm film produced under its own name, Monopan 50. It's an ultra-fine grain black and white film and will cost $10 per 36 exposure roll when it goes on sale August 21st. Leica says the new film is produced in Germany, though wouldn't name a manufacturer when asked. The specs, right down to every curve of the spectral sensitivity chart, are an exact match for Adox HR50 manufactured in Germany. So this might be nothing more than a rebrand of those rolls. Adox HR50 costs $7.49 for 36 exposures, so you'll have to decide if you're happy with paying a couple bucks extra for Leica's beautiful retro packaging. Now, I want to just add a note here. The packaging is fantastic. I mean, it is. Those boxes look so cool, and the roll of film itself looks so cool that I think I would be willing to pay the extra for the packaging. Back to the article. As the name suggests, Monopan 50 has an ISO rating of 50, a low sensitivity intended for wide aperture photography, which the company says is also a nod to the low sensitivity film available when the 35mm Leica 1 was introduced in 1925. With 280 line pairs per millimeter, this is a high resolution film. While panachromatic sensitivity of up to 780 nanometers enables both a wide tonal range and the option to use Monopan 50 for infrared photography. And that is very interesting, right? Because you could put a 720 on there and shoot some IR. I'm looking at the pictures. It's a high contrast film here. The blacks are very rich. The highlights are quite bright, creating a very classic black and white appearance. So this looks like a lot of fun. And I'm telling you, it would be a blast just to have a few boxes of this film around unopened because of the very cool packaging. Okay, let's take care of a little virtual camera club news. I want to give a shout out to our Inner Circle members, both Inner Circle and Inner Circle Bold. This Costa Rica trip, by the way, that I talked about today, Rob and I talked about today, if you're an Inner Circle member, you do get a $100 discount on the trip. So we take $100 off, right off the top for you. And that is our thank you for being an Inner Circle member. Everything we do, we try to add an Inner Circle perk for our members who support this community, this podcast, month in and month out. If you're interested in becoming an Inner Circle member, all you have to do is click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story. You can nose around a bit, sign up, and then you will be hearing from me not too long after that. Getting you started on our exclusive space on Derek Story Online for Inner Circle members. And there's more. So thank you so much, Inner Circle members, and I hope to see some of you join us in Costa Rica. I'd like to give a tip of the hat to our friends at Red River Paper, longest running sponsor of the Digital Story. As I was looking at these pictures from the new Leica film that's coming out in August, I right away started thinking about, boy, how would these things print and what would I print them on? Well, I mean, I print them on Red River paper, but which surface would be best? When you have questions like that, go to the Red River paper site and you can get there by clicking on the tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story, navigate to black and white printing, and look at some of the content they have there. They will help you choose the right surface for the look that you want, regardless if it's black and white from the brand new Leica film, or if it's a portrait, or if it's a colorful landscape. Whatever you need, they have information on there. So they can help you not only produce great prints by using their paper, but also by choosing the right paper. If you want to learn more, as I said, click on the tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story, nose around a bit, and get yourself some fantastic inkjet printing paper and start making some art. And a big thanks to Red River Paper for supporting this podcast. All right, that's going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. More cool stuff coming next week. Make sure you come back. Until then, get out there, take some pictures. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.